This is the CDC's own data that they aggregate into all ages. The bottom line is my insurance industry expert, former sell-side Wall Street analyst, went into the CDC data. We were looking for other things, but what we found was pretty shocking. He took the data, and it took some time and effort. He did a lot of work. He broke it down by age, and he created baselines for each age group to come up with excess mortality. And the money chart is really chart four, which shows that the millennial age group, 25 to 44, experienced an 84% increase in excess mortality into the fall. It's the worst ever excess mortality, I think, in the history. Just to give you an idea, when you look at chart four, you see when mandates and boosters hit, the acceleration into the fall, and then it reaccelerated into the end of the year. The drop off in that data you see there is reporting issues. It takes time for millennial age deaths to be reported because they're usually not hospital deaths. So that data is going to be updated and probably shows a continued disturbing trend. So just to put some numbers on this, in the fall, starting in the summer into the fall with the mandates and the boosters, there were 61,000 excess millennial deaths. Basically, millennials experienced a Vietnam War in the second half of 2021, okay? 58,000 people died in the Vietnam War, U.S. Troops. So this generation just experienced a Vietnam War. And I think this is the smoking gun that the vaccines are causing excess mortality in all age groups. And it's no coincidence that Michelle Walensky refuses to answer Senator Ron Johnson's letters. They're hiding. Fauci's gone. She's gone. They're hiding. So I'm going to put a word out there. And it's a word that's old, but it needs to be reintroduced in the conversation. This is what we call democide, death by government. So the government, through the mandates, has killed people.